Today we will read two shlokas, and I will send also the second. However, I suggest that we open a little bit the window so that we have enough air, and it will be easier for us to stay alert. Sarai mama shesha vishesha maya nisheda nirvana sukhanu bhuti sarasaravanana sacha vishvarupa prasidatam aniroktat aniroktat mashakti. Translation. Just as great learned brahmanas who are expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices can extract the fire dormant within wooden fuel by chanting the 15 Sannidhini mantras, thus proving the efficacy of the Vedic mantras, so those who are actually advanced in consciousness, in other words, those who are Krishna conscious, can find the super soul who by his own spiritual potency is situated within the heart. Because this is maybe one of the longest sentences which we have read in Srila Prabhupada's book so far, let us just summarize. There are brahmanas who can chant Sannidhini mantras and in this way get the dormant fire out of the firewood. So this example is given for those who are in Krishna consciousness. By this Krishna consciousness they are actually able to find the super soul in the heart, just like the brahmanas find the fire in the wood by the chanting of mantras. So the heart is covered by the three modes of material nature and the nine material elements: material nature, the total material energy, the ego, the mind, and the five objects of sense gratification, and also by the five material elements and the ten senses. These 27 elements constitute the external energy of the Lord. Great yogis meditate upon the Lord who is situated as a super soul, Paramatma, within the core of the heart. May that super soul be pleased with me. The super soul is realized when one is eager for liberation from the unlimited varieties of material life. One actually attains such liberation when he engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and realizes the Lord because of his attitude of service. The Lord may be addressed by various spiritual names which are inconceivable to the material senses. When will the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me? Purport. In his commentary to this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur uses the word durvigyam, which means very difficult to realize. The pure stage of existence is described in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, yesham tvantakatam papam jananam punyakaramanam te dvandva mohanirmukta bhajanti mang drida vrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, satatam kirtayanto mang yatantascha drida vrataha namasyantascha mang bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead after transcending all material impediments. Therefore, Lord Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manusyanam sahasreshu kashit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashin man viti tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. To understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must undergo severe penances and austerities. But since the path of devotional service is perfect, by following this process, one can very easily come to the spiritual platform and understand the Lord. This too is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, Bhaktyamang abhijanati jyavanyascha smitatvataha tatomang tatvato gyatva visate tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, although the subject matter is duvigyam, extremely difficult to understand, it becomes easy if one follows the prescribed method. So up till now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explained the word duvigyam, which means very difficult to understand. He said that actually it takes many lifetimes to come to the platform of worshipping Krishna with great determination and always chanting His glories. But he says, although this is so, if we follow the right process, it becomes easy. And now he will explain to us the process. Coming in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is possible through pure devotional service, which begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuho. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.5. Pravishtakarnarandrena svanambhava saruruham. The process of hearing and chanting enters the core of the heart, and in this way one becomes a pure devotee. By continuing this process, one comes to the stage of transcendental love, and then he appreciates the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, a pure devotee, by devotional service, is able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead despite many material impediments, which are all various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very deep purport. I think you all appreciate this. Here Prabhupada says, the impediments are also manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Easily making his way through these impediments, a devotee comes directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After all, the material impediments described in these verses are but various energies of the Lord. When a devotee is eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he prays to the Lord. Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki Jai, Sisi Radha Madana Mohana Ki Jai. So here's a prayer for all of you who are eager to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those of you who know, please repeat with me. It's the Ayinanda Tanuya Kinkaram verse. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram patitang mam visame bhavam budho kripaya tava parapankaja sitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Being pleased with the devotee, the Lord turns all his material impediments into spiritual service. This is so good here. Once again. Being pleased with the devotee, the Lord turns all his material impediments into spiritual service. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from the Vishnu Puran. Hladini Sandini Samvit Tvayeka Sarvasangstito Hlada Tapakari Mishra Tvayino Gunavajite. In the material world, the spiritual energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifested as Tapakari, which means causing miseries. Everyone hankers for happiness, but although happiness originally comes from the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the material world, because of material activities, the pleasure potency of the Lord becomes a source of miseries. Hlada tapa kari. False happiness in the material world is the source of distress. But when one's endeavors for happiness are redirected towards the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this tapakari element of misery is vanquished. An example given in this connection is that extracting fire from wood is certainly difficult, but when the fire comes out, it burns the wood to ashes. In other words, experiencing the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely difficult for those devoid of devotional service. But everything becomes easier for a devotee, and thus he can very easily meet the Supreme Lord. Here the prayers say that the form of the Lord is beyond the jurisdiction of material form and is therefore inconceivable. A devotee prays, however, "My dear Lord, be pleased with me so that I may very easily see her transcendental form and potency." Non-devotees try to understand the Supreme Brahman by discussion of neti. Nisheda nirvana sukhanu bhuti. A devotee, however, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, avoids such laborious speculations and realizes the existence of the Lord very easily. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Adesatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitaranga Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Once again the text. Manishinam tariti saniveshitam svashakti bir navadishcha trividhi vanim yata dharuni panchadashyam manishaya nishkarshanti guhudha. Gudham. Gudham means hidden, I think. It means although not manifesting, yet it's like hidden. Just as great learned Brahmanas who are expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices can extract the fire dormant within wooden fuel by chanting the 15 Samibhini mantras, thus proving the efficiency of the Vedic mantras, so those who are actually advanced in Krishna consciousness. In other words, those who are Krishna conscious can find the super soul who by his own spiritual potency is situated within the heart. The heart is covered by the three modes of material nature and the nine material elements, material nature, the total material energy, the ego, the mind, and the five objects of sense gratification, and also by the five material elements and the ten senses. These 27 elements constitute the external energy of the Lord. Great yogis meditate upon the Lord, who is situated as the super soul, Paramatma, within the core of the heart. May that super soul be pleased with me. And the super soul is realized when one is eager for liberation from the unlimited varieties of material life. One actually attains such liberation when he engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and realizes the Lord because of his attitude of service. The Lord may be addressed by various spiritual names which are inconceivable to the material senses. Then will that Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. We just need a small screwdriver or maybe a 50 Finnish piece, one of the two. Then we can fix this. Maybe, but we can also fix it by just... Eine Haarspange. Das war's für dich. Also diese... Oh, ein... Glorreich, all glories to the Swiss Taschenmesser. Yeah, it seems to work now. Dankeschön. So, Hare Krishna, dear brothers, dear devotees, friends of our glorious movement, this is a very deep and very interesting verse. It's in the sixth canto, of course, chapter 4, text 27, and I want to really request all of you to please read it in your study time and understand it very deeply. There is so much in this particular explanation of Srila Prabhupada to be gained that it is like a gold mine of spiritual inspiration. So the verse is really about overcoming material obstacles and qualifying oneself for seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, towards the end of the great work, appears a passage which tells us how Mahaprabhu's appearance can be understood, and also how Mahaprabhu can appear in our lives. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing in someone's life, all the obstacles are turning into favorable conditions. I think we can understand it also on our particular level of Krishna consciousness, but sometimes we have so many obstacles in our life, and it seems that it is almost impossible. Remember, before you came to the movement and you had difficulties, you were entangled in your material life, it seemed almost impossible to solve it. I remember in your case, you were going in a music school, your father was threatening the devotees this Serbian violence, if you would come and visit us, I think even, what to speak of joining. I mean, there was a threat that he would come with a gun. This happens in our temple, maybe in Beograd, once every half year, I think, about this. It's the Wild East, the Wild Balkan. Yeah, you will laugh. That this is not exaggerated. In Skopje, one person went so far to have his gun on the head of a devotee like this, is what I heard. And only when his wife fell down at his feet and just begged him, please, don't do it. Don't do it for my sake. Then he could be pacified. Yes, it's a different mentality called the Slavic mentality. It's not understandable in these areas of the world. But still, one can see, if one seriously takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is possible. Isn't it? Yes, it is possible. One can join the association of devotees and the impediments become crossed. This is an experience which in some form or another each one of us has made and is making. Remember how difficult it is, for instance, to convince your mind to go on the Prabhupada marathon and surrender fully to that mission. It seems next to impossible sometimes to imagine going out for a longer amount of hours and in the coldness. But if all of a sudden by Krishna's mercy Krishna appears, then these impediments can turn into favorable conditions. We can become more purified in this way. So this is an explanation more or less on our own stage of Krishna consciousness. But today we want to discuss the subject on a different level altogether. But by understanding it on that level, it is hoped that we can also bring it here to us, to our understanding, and then make some solid advancement in our life. The subject is bringing Krishna in your life. Srila Prabhupada gives an example. He says, when a person walks on the street, he has the distinct feeling that the sun is always walking with him, or the moon, when he is driving in the night, or walking in the night. If a material thing has so much, as the sun or the moon, has so much power, don't you think the Lord has it also? He can stay with us. However, we have to know how. And therefore, this discussion this morning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his association in three particular ways to the conditioned souls. One was by direct meetings, the other was by entering the hearts of devotees who would become infused by his spiritual energy, and the third was directly appearing. Let us first understand the Shakshad Darshan, the direct meeting with the Lord. It is described that anyone who met him even once became fully satisfied and spiritually advanced. He became a Vaishnava, in fact, danced and chanted Hare Krishna just by seeing him once, even from a distance. For instance, we hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Mahaprabhu's visit to Kashi or Varanasi. There is of course the conversion of the Mayavadi sannyasi described, but then there is one very nice passage where he goes to the bathing ghat Everyone who has seen pictures of India has most probably seen the bathing ghat of Varanasi, the steps which go down into the Ganga, and there are these very round umbrellas made from straw. Straw or some? Must be straw. And many pilgrims bathe in the Ganga for purification. So Mahaprabhu went there, and so many people were there bathing. And he, do you know what he did? He just sang the holy name of the Lord, Haribol, Haribol, and all the people, and there were millions. I mean, it extends left and right, this bathing ghat. They immediately responded, and the vibration became so loud that it filled the universe. From this understanding, we can understand, it can't just be physical loudness, it must be something that the name was spiritually infused. It didn't need amplification, in other words, but it just... they all responded just by seeing and hearing the Lord even once in the Shakshat. Shakshat means direct darshan. It is described that his devotees... It is described that those who were aware of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and visited Puri even from other parts of the universe. The Gandharvas came, the Kanaras, and all the residents from the seven islands and nine khandas. The seven islands are in this platform. You know, in the middle is Ilavritavash with nine different khandas or sections, and around this are lakes. Some are with fruit juice. Was it fruit juice? Milk for sure, and yogurt also, honey also. And there are then these islands. They are referred to the seven islands. So all the residents who were aware of Mahaprabhu's appearance came from that to visit him and have that Sakshat Darshan. That is why it's sometimes said that Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds, because they all came. Some, however, could not come because they were so entangled in different occupations. For instance, here, right at this festival, I know of three devotees who wanted to come for initiation, but it was simply not possible due to the politica situazione, the political situation. They could not leave Serbia. You can imagine. They feel very miserable at heart. So this was the case also 500 years ago. It's all repeating, so to say. Therefore, what Mahaprabhu did is, he empowered devotees by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people who simply saw those devotees also became devotees by seeing them. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, appears the verse Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumba Javana Kasharaya Yenye Ravindaksha Vimukta. Just now I forgot these two last lines. Anyways, it says that by coming into the contact with the pure devotees of Vishnu, the people from the different areas of this world, even the East Germans, that's particularly mentioned there, the Hunas, so don't forget the East Germans in your book distribution, there's a prophecy. Well, today there will be an East German soul having fallen into the body of an East German will actually be initiated. See, it is possible. it's an old prophecy. It is described that by coming in contact with a pure devotee, they can also become liberated. And then it says, Prabha Vishnave Namaha. This is because of the power of Vishnu. You understand from this verse that the power of Vishnu is inside the heart of the devotees. Or here, as it's stated in the language of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kalera Dhan, Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tara Pravatan. I will express it positively. Only someone who is empowered by the Lord, he can distribute Krishna consciousness. So a very good example of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Dehe Avishta Hoila, this entering the body of a devotee, is Nakula Das Brahmachari from Ambuja. When it happened that Mahaprabhu entered his heart, he sometimes laughed, he danced, he cried, he shone with the luster, the same luster of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had the same absorption in love of Godhead, and people came from all provinces to see him, and they all were advised to chant. Now there was one particular devotee, his name was Shrikant Sena, who doubted that the Lord appeared in the heart of this Nakula Das Brahmachari. We can well imagine, he was a personal associate of the Lord, Shrikant Sena. He took all the devotees once a year to see Mahaprabhu. So he was not quite sure, is it really that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the heart of Nakula Das Brahmachari? I mean, it's not such a thing which you easily believe, isn't it? It's called, in religious language, theological language, I think it's, oh. You know, there is, sometimes they say that Christian saints, they have an appearance of the Lord or Maria or some angel in the heart, and then they begin to speak in a different voice and different subjects. Soon the world will experience great difficulties if you do not chant Ave Maria like this. Such messages come. It's called, just to give you an idea of the sound vibration, it's not 100% the correct sound vibration, because I just heard cloxophonia, something like that, when they speak like that. Does someone know the right word? It is a gloxophonia, isn't it? A cloxophonia. It's a difficult word to say. No? No Christian mystic amongst us? something like that. So, I once had a discussion with such a person who was coming from the Charismatica, from the Charismatica. And they have this, you know, they go into the church and then they sing the praise of the Lord, and then all of a sudden they begin to talk differently. It really happens. They usually don't speak properly. They go like young children. This is how they explain. They come to the state of a child and then begin to just talk. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes someone could make sense out of it. So it is very difficult to understand, to believe for us. I think that the Lord has appeared in their heart, isn't it? It's not so easy. When I met this person, I really wanted to be, I'm a believer by nature, I wanted to believe this, but just by his symptoms, he did not seem to be a self-realized soul. His body was still the graveyard, the active graveyard of poor creatures. In other words, he was a meat eater. And he just was so fanatic, and so there was no shanti in his heart, and no, you know, you can see some, you have to, you look for some qualities, and they are there in other religions also. That's not that I'm saying this is not the case, but here in this particular case, I just knew, well, what's in it? What movie are you going to go this evening to? You know, it won't be an A class, but a C or D class movie, most probably. But here in this case it was different. Nakula was actually chanting with the same absorption of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was dancing, and people who saw him immediately started to chant. So Shivananda Sena was not sure, could he believe it or not. Therefore he decided to test him. He said, well, I will go to the very end of that huge mass of people where they all chant Hare Krishna. I will go there, and if Nakula calls me into his presence and tells me what is my mantra, which I secretly chant, then I'm prepared to believe it. But I must see this proof, then only I can see. It's understandable. So next time Nakula Das Brahmachari came into this state where the Lord entered his heart, Shivananda Sena also came, but he stayed far away. It's described there were millions of people chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and the waves of the kirtan was flying more intensely, and all of a sudden he heard a voice. It was a very clear voice. Shivananda Sena, why are you doubting? Come here. Yet, was it maybe a hallucination? Shivananda, why don't you come now? You're going through that. Then Nakula Das Brahmachari looked at him and said, you chant the Gaur Gopal mantra. This is a mantra composed of four syllables. It is Gauranga. Others who worship who worship Radha and Krishna have also this mantra, but this Gopal mantra, but it's different. It is Radha Krishna for them. But those who worship Lord Chaitanya, like Shivananda Sena did, they chant this Gauranga mantra. So, this is how you can understand that. So he became, of course, convinced of this fact. Mahaprabhu had appeared in the heart of Nakula. Then there is a third appearance of the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Avirbhava. Yesterday we had the Avirbhava of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who appeared directly as the son of Hadai Oja and Padmavati. There is also the direct appearance of the Lord, but beyond that, this Avirbhava means something else. It means that Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, he would visit four places regularly. That is one, the household temple of Sachi. He would come there and eat the prasadam his mother had cooked for him. Sachi couldn't believe. The pots were empty. The plate was empty. And then she thought, oh, maybe I was thinking too much of
my son, it must be still in the pots. Maybe I have just dreamt that I filled it in the offering plate. And she went to the pots, and the pots actually showed that quantity was no longer there, which was going in the plate. Then he appeared, Mahaprabhu appeared at all the places where Nityananda Prabhu danced. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu began to dance, Mahaprabhu just came there and appeared there. He came also to the house of Shiva's Pandit, whenever there was chanting and dancing going on, and finally he came to the courtyard of Raghava Pandit. So in these four places he appeared, but he appeared also in other places. Once Srikanta Sena, not Shivananda Sen, but Srikanta Sen, came out of schedule, so to say, to Puri, and visited the Lord. The Lord said, when you return to Bengal, tell the devotees in Bengal, they should not come this year to visit me in Puri, I will come personally to Bengal. I will come in the months of Pausha, that's between December and January. So, they all, when it became a few months before, they all made huge arrangements for the coming of the Lord. They bought all eatables, they made staying arrangements, and they waited. And then the months of Pausha passed. Mahaprabhu was not there. So Jagannanda talked to Shivananda. What is this? He said he would come, but he does not come, and now we have collected all this. They were discussing. Then all of a sudden Nrisimha Chaitanya came and told them, in 3 days Mahaprabhu will certainly come. He has already been gone to Panihati. That's where Raghava Pandit's house is, by the way. Just give me all the foodstuffs, I will cook, and we will get a feast. So he cooked for, after 3 days, a large feast, and as he sat offering the prasadam, he had three deities to which he offered them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra, and Nrisimhadev, because his name is Nrisimha Chaitanya. So, as he was sitting down at offering, all of a sudden, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his big altar. And Mahaprabhu ate all the prasadam, which was on his plate, on the plate of Lord Jagannath, and then on the plate of Nrisimhadev. What are you doing? Lord Nrisimha Chaitanya, it's alright that you eat the food from your plate and from Lord Jagannath, because that's you, but not from Lord Nrisimhadev. Leave it. But Mahaprabhu smiled, just left. He is also Nrisimhadev. So Nrisimha came very disturbed. He came, my name is Nrisimha Chaitanya. I must take care that my master Nrisimhadev eats something. Now I can't eat anything the whole day because Nrisimha is they've had to fast because of Mahaprabhu. Now I also have to fast the whole day. How can I eat before the master? He went to Jagannanda Pandit and Shivananda Sena and said what he had seen. What Lord? He alone ate the food on all the three plates. What kind of Lord is this? In pure love of Godhead, he said. So Shivananda Sena and Jagannanda, they were hearing this, but they kept this doubt in their mind. Did Mahaprabhu really come? So next year, when they all went to Puri, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And Mahaprabhu greeted Nrisimha Chaitanya. You cooked so good that there are such good preps. Had so much developed, so much love for Mahaprabhu. He even built one time in his meditation a road for Mahaprabhu to walk upon. He had so much love for the Lord that he appeared. So Krishna waits for this appearance in our heart. There is an interesting passage in the Krishna book when Krishna leaves Vrindavan for Mathura. At that time, the gopis, of course, are merged into an ocean of lamentation and separation. You remember that. But now comes the secret understanding. Here, on another platform, they were together with Krishna always. Krishna only left in his Vasudev feature, you know, the all-pervading super soul, went somewhere, but he entered in turn in his Bhava manifestation into the hearts of all the residents of Vrindavan. Prabhupada writes, the real Krishna and Balaram were in Vrindavan in the Bhava manifestation. So this is what we want to have. By manmana, by thinking of Krishna, Krishna will enter also our hearts and our lives. This is for sure. Narada Muni asked Krishna for this blessing. He said once, O swan, O swan, staying in the lake of the love of Raja's people. You know, like a swan stays within the lake, the same way Krishna stays within the heart of the gopis and other associates in Vrindavan. Huh? May those who in this world, even only once, with their words, glance, hearing all limbs touch your pastimes, attain eternal spiritual love for your lotus feet. He said this. This, please, only those who have just one contact in this, in these above mentioned ways, may they always attain eternal spiritual love for your lotus feet. So there is nothing to lose for you, everything to gain. There may be, at the present moment, obstacles like our Jayadev Prabhu has so nicely played. It was a high point in my theater watching in this life. No, I must definitely say this. Of course, it was an avant-gardistic play, like all this, that's nice. But the impression it made, it had such a spiritual impression on the mind with... It was just wonderful. Don't you also feel this? Yeah? It was, wasn't it a very good, we must give an applause to Jayadev. So, as we saw yesterday, there are impediments on our path that is to be expected. Even if I'm placed in a theater play, there will be also for the actor impediments. It's not the, you just mentioned that, but I think that is understood. So there are impediments, but if you just understand these impediments to be sent by Krishna in order to be overcome by his mercy, and just don't give in, so the material energy, you will be glorious. You will cross over the battle of your own chetra. You know, we are staying in this chetra, this field called the body.
we will cross all the impediments due to the mind and the senses in a very easy way. No, that is sure. This is sure. This is here. After all, Krishna was requested to give this blessing, and he did so. So, don't doubt. Krishna can appear also in our hearts. Srila Prabhupada, explains this point in our philosophy with the example which was already given, the chanting of the holy name, without offenses, so this is important. Then the Lord will be with us always. Just yesterday, when some devotees were highly afraid, at the time, you know, I don't want to say this on the tape. They were highly afraid yesterday. Those devotees, they know about it. I don't need to say anything more. But when they were in the, when one is in the kirtan and absorbing his mind in the kirtan, the fear can go away. It is therefore said, an intelligent person does not take pleasure in this world. In any place, even the highest planetary system, where there is no Ganga waves of Krishna Katha, no devotees there who serve the Lord, and no Sankirtan festival. Better to live in the airtight bag of the womb, cramped together, because at least there is Smaranam. You can remember Krishna. Isn't it? My dear Lord, get me out of here. I will. I promise, I promise, I promise. I will never forget you. Never, 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 never. No, 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 no. There is Smaranam. We remember, out of distress, the Lord. So, it is better to stay there than in a place where there are no Krishna Katha, no devotees who do service, and no Sankirtan festival, no chanting of the holy name. But if we just go to the lotus feet of the holy name, if we go to the Sankirtan devotee, we are even saved, even if we don't believe it and have doubts. This is the mercy of the holy name. So let us take shelter in these three agents. In Krishna Katha, let us take shelter where the devotees who are sincere in service are, and let us take shelter in the Sankirtan festival. Then nothing can take us out of that spiritual togetherness with the Lord, diesen Zusammensein mit dem Herrn, this association with the Lord. If we just make it a point in this life to stay at these three places, where the Ganga's waves of the Krishna Katha go. Let us not speak Prajapa, at least as little as possible. Let us not quarrel with the Vaishnavas. We do that, our swift exit is guaranteed. And let us improve our chanting always. So then the Lord will appear in our lives, and then that's it. Then this is Krishna consciousness. It's called Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much for giving a patient hearing to this very wonderful subject matter of the Lord's appearance. Let us all get into the bhava. Prabhupada says this movement is for training bhava. Bhava means the feeling for Krishna, which comes by these processes which we have given in that Bhagavatam shloka. Train us up in bhava, in thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna, putting him in the center. Then he will appear. Yes. Please don't doubt this. It is a fact which is handed to us by Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by our Srila Prabhupada, there's no doubt. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Do you have any questions, short questions, which we can answer? Try to answer. Attempt to answer. No, so that's very good. Then it seems we have no difficulties in this life. Then let us stop here, because also in a short amount of time we will have the initiation ceremony. I just wanted to say to all the Vaishnavas who are getting initiated, or who will be initiated, you have to perform a little tapasya, but you did a much more severe tapasya. Please don't take prasadam. One should come with an totally, you know, free from all intake. You can drink a little water that doesn't interrupt the fast, if need be. So, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.